And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of May 5th. This week in 1968, Buffalo Springfield disbanded after one last concert in Los Angeles. 1997, May 4th to be precise, the beginning and the very first show for Treasure Island Oldies, this week celebrating 22 years. Cleveland was named as the site for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum this week in 1986. Keith Richards began writing Satisfaction in a Clearwater, Florida hotel room this week in 1965. Reginald Dwight decided to change his name legally to Elton John in 1968. Billy Preston became the first rock star to headline the Radio City Music Hall in New York this week in 1972. The Beatles album Let It Be was released in England in 1970. In 65, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Marianne Faithfull, and Donovan all watched Bob Dylan play at Royal Albert Hall in London. In 1974, rock critic John Landau wrote, "I saw rock and roll's future, and its name is Bruce Springsteen." Landau later became his producer and manager. Apple Records dissolved this week in 1975. In 64, Dusty Springfield made her U.S. television debut on The Ed Sullivan Show. The Everly Brothers performed for the first time at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville this week in 1957. Also in 57, Buddy Holly and the Crickets auditioned for Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts TV program. They were rejected. The Byrds made their TV debut singing Mr. Tambourine Man on Hullabaloo this week in 1965. The soundtrack to the movie Woodstock was released this week in 1970. Richie Valens received a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1990. In 1972, John Lennon appeared on the Dick Cavett Show, and he said to Dick Cavett that the FBI has been tapping his phone. Paul Simon began his first post-Simon & Garfunkel solo tour in Boston in 1973. Stevie Wonder gave a free concert for 125,000 people at the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. for Human Kindness Day in 1975. Rick Nelson was inducted posthumously into the Hollywood Rock Walk in 1995. The very classic song Subterranean Homesick Blues by Bob Dylan became a video, a movie, a film, and one of the very first ever music videos with the famous flashcards. Brian Wilson held his first ever solo concert in St. Charles, Illinois this week in 1968. In the studio, Chris Montez recorded Let's Dance in 62. Chuck Berry recorded Rock and Roll Music in 57. James Brown recorded I Got You, I Feel Good in 65. Major Lance recorded The Monkey Time this week in 1963. The first Rolling Stones recording session took place this week in 1963 in the UK. And speaking of the Stones, part of Satisfaction got recorded this week over 2 days at the legendary Chess Studios in Chicago in 1965. Lastly, in the studio this week, Eric Clapton recorded I Shot the Sheriff in 1974. Birthdays, Johnny Taylor, born in 37, Ace Cannon, born in 1934, Michael Murphy turned 75, Kai Winding, born in 22, Bob Seger is 74, Mary McGregor is turning 71, Johnny Maestro from the Crests and later Brooklyn Bridge, born this week, 1939, Jim Lowe was born in 1923, Keith, whose real name is James Barry Kiefer, is turning 70. Teresa Brewer, born this week in 1931. Jimmy Ruffin from Motown, born in 1936. Ricky Nelson having a birthday, born in 1940. John Fred, born in 41. Tony Tennille from the Captain Tennille is 79. Gary Glitter is 75. Tommy Rowe is turning 77. Dave Prater from Sam and Dave, born in 1937. Billy Joel is turning 69. Clint Holmes, 73. Sonny Curtis, one-time member of the Crickets and the writer of Walk Right Back, he's 82. Donovan is 73. Johnny Rapp from Danny and the Juniors, born in 1941. Larry Williams, born in 35. Dave Mason, one-time member of Traffic, is 73. Arthur Alexander, born in 1940. Eric Burden turned 78. Bill Danoff from Starland Vocal Band, 73. Dorsey Burnett's son, Billy Burnett, is former member, of course, of Fleetwood Mac, and he's having a birthday turning 66. Richie Ferrey from Buffalo Springfield and Poco is 75. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of May 5th. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. And then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.